Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Billy O'Connor and partner Alice Hayes own three cottages and a coffee shop on the Great Blasket Island. And over the last few years, they've advertised globally to get a couple to come and mind the island for the season, the summer season. And they've had thousands, tens of thousands of people from all over the world applying. And they did it again this year. And the lucky couple who won the job, if that's the way you say it, are Niamh Kelleher from Limerick and Jack Cakehead from France. They're a couple and they're both on the line. How you doing, Niamh?
Hello, how are you?
Good to talk to you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We're so delighted.
How you doing, Jack?
Hi, I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Good. There's a bit of a delay now. Whereabouts in the world are you, Jack?
I am on the west coast of France, near La Rochelle.
Okay. I'll talk to Niamh then to get to your story. Niamh, you're closer to home, not as long a delay.
Yes.
So, what age are you, Niamh?
I'm 25.
Okay. And how did you and Jack meet?
We met on a ski season in France about 2 years ago. That's basically how we met.
There's more. Come on. Detail, girl. Come on.
I'm really good friends with his sister.
Right.
And it was my first week over there in my second season. And she mentioned she had a brother, and obviously I hadn't met him before. So she took me to the pub, and I looked at Jack. I saw him, and I turned to her and I said, yeah, he's absolutely gorgeous. So obviously she told him, and that's how it kind of happened.
Right. And then, like, it's like a scene out of a romantic comedy. You went skiing together. Did you?
We did. We went skiing. It really went badly, actually. Yeah. He was trying to teach me how to ski. And I kind of like skied right into him. We kind of tumbled over each other. It was really embarrassing.
And of course, if that was a scene in a rom-com, as you get up then, you'd lock eyes with each other. And that'd be the moment.
That didn't happen, no. I was actually too embarrassed to look at him.
But there must have been a locking of eyes moment, was there, Niamh?
There was at the pub, but not... Yeah.
Okay, right. So, Jack, what's your version of events?
Hi. Pretty much what Niamh said. I also sort of looked at Niamh across the bar, so to speak, and had very much a similar conversation with my sister. So I'd say it's all thanks to my sister, really.
Yeah. So she's taking credit. So, Niamh, you've been together 2 years. You've a lot in common. You like to travel.
Love to travel. We love, you know, hiking, skiing, reading. Yeah, we're very a good match.
Yeah. And tell us about your holiday on the Wild Atlantic Way.
That was the summer we met. So he came over and we went on a road trip. And Jack absolutely loved Ireland. We got to Dingle, obviously, and that was our favourite town. And we tried to get over to the Blaskets, but it just didn't happen for us, and we were devastated. But that year, I got him the book, The Island Man and Peg's Reflections, because he heard about the Blaskets and really wanted to get over there. We just think it's crazy now that we have the job, especially because we've read the books and we never actually made it that day, but now we finally get to go over and stay, which is really cool.
And Jack, you probably know more about the Great Blasket Island and the Blasket Islands than a lot of Irish people do.
Oh, I wouldn't say that now. From what I've heard, everyone in Ireland has to read the books. So I'd say my knowledge is probably on a par with the average Irishman. But yeah, it's really a sort of fascinating read, and it's really good to have the chance to be able to sort of delve into the past with a first-hand sort of account of how their lives were back then.
And what's the lure for you? What's the lure of the Great Blasket Island?
To be perfectly honest, I couldn't say that it's the beauty or anything, because I've been trying my hardest to not look at any photos or videos of the island ahead of it. But I know that obviously it's a sort of a wild and rugged area, and so it's somewhere that I'm really very excited to get a chance to make it my home for 6 months and to be able to explore it.
Yeah. And Niamh, there isn't a lot to explore. What's the Have you got the dimensions? What are the dimensions of the Great Blasket Island?
I think it's 5 kilometres. Right. So, yeah, I mean, that's a good hike in itself if we do that every evening.
Yeah, yeah. But you'll have seen it all in a couple of days, won't you?
I'm sure, that, you know, we're going to see new things every day. Yeah. I don't think it's going to become like the same old thing every day. I think definitely there'll be new things to see.
So what's the job description for yourself and Jack?
We have to run the cafe over there and self-catered cottages. Nice. So basically just greeting the guests when they come over, showing them the cottages, and hopefully the cafe will be able to open. But if not, we'll do takeaways. So it'd be nice just to chat to everyone.
And there's no electricity?
There's a generator for... Oh, we'll get a little bit of electricity, just enough to charge the phone.
Right.
That's about it.
Right, but there's no broadband. It'll be 3G or something.
No, nothing like that, no.
Okay. And you've obviously had these... You've had the chat with Jack. Like, it's good. It's going to be a lot of time, ye two, together on your own.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think we'll be grand, you know... We were in lockdown for 3 months together in Slovakia.
Right.
And we got through that. So I think we'll be okay. I hope.
Right. And what are you bringing with you, Jack? How are you going to pass the time?
There are two main objects, really. I'll be bringing a fishing rod and some books, or a lot of books, actually.
Right. And what about you, Niamh? Sorry.
Sorry, I was just... I just thought...
Book,
the
I think definitely... Oh.
Sorry. Go ahead, Niamh.
Go on, Niamh.
Sorry, books, definitely, and probably some paints to do a bit of painting.
Right, and I believe you play chess as well, do you?
We do, we love chess.
Right, I just have this idyllic vision of you out, you know, with the blue of the sky and the Atlantic Ocean and the green of the island, and the two of you find a little mound and put down your chessboard. I'm playing away there.
I know. That's all I'm thinking about at the moment.
Is it? Right. There you go. You'll have to get somebody to take a picture of you and maybe make a postcard out of it. Yeah.
Yeah, so, that'd be nice.
So this is ridiculous. Like, you know, the benevolent uncle, it's like something he would say, but I'm going to say it anyway. It will be a test of the strength of your relationship.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We're very aware that, you know, there will be tough days, but hopefully it will all be worth it. It definitely will be hard, but you know, you've got to try new things and experience new things. That's life, really.
Yeah. And where are you at with education and career and all that sort of thing?
So I'm studying online at the moment, but it works out perfectly because we have a break for the summer months, so we go back in October. So it's really worked out well for me.
And what about you, Jack?
So I have some time off.
So I'm also doing a master's degree online with the Open University, and I finished my degree, and this was sort of at a physical university. I finished that in 2017.
Okay. And will you describe for our listeners how you let Niamh know that you'd got the job?
Yeah, so I rang her up pretending that it was just a normal sort of conversation on Skype, that was, and then copied and pasted the email that I had received from Billy and Alice saying that they wanted to offer us the job. So I sent that to Niamh via text, just so that I could watch her reaction as she read through it.
See, there's another scene from the movie, Niamh. I don't know how it ends. I don't know how the movie ends, but
my reaction was crying. So that's how
I know. I know in that scene you did, but I don't know what the end of the movie is. I think it's going to be a happy ending. I can see.
I hope so.
Yeah, I won't even go there. But I was, you know, you can see the wedding on the Great Blasket, and you know all that sort of thing. The dolphins jumping and the seals clapping and all that sort of thing. It's a beautiful sight. It's a beautiful sight. So when do you start? When do you take up residency on the island?
Hopefully May.
May, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, good luck. And there's going to be a lot of people staying in Ireland this year. So I think the majority of your visitors are going to be Irish people, which will be slightly
I can't wait to meet everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be a nice summer for the country, I think.
It is, and hopefully we'll get some weather as well. Listen, congratulations again. Jack, lovely to talk to you. Niamh, lovely to talk to you, and good luck with your new job. See you now. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.